Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys. How are you?
I think these guys think I'm grumpy sometimes, Daryl.
Sometimes.
Gee, I wonder why.
I think it's from doing the podcast with you.
Actually, doing the podcast with you puts me in a grumpy mood.
Welcome to my life, Daryl.
How did I become Grumple Stillskin? What is the deal?
What do you mean, become?
I don't know.
People think I'm grumpy all the time now. I hate this weather right now. I'll be grumpy about that.
The older you get, the less you care about meaningless stuff, and that's what makes us grumpy. I'm the same way.
I respect that. That's a good opinion, Daryl.
Well, if you care less about meaningless stuff, shouldn't you be happier? Menigan just pointed at me. I think I nailed it right there.
I think I need to go for a walk. Daryl, my friend, we were talking about J.J. McCarthy. Is he anywhere on your radar that the Browns should maybe try to make a trade to get him out of Minnesota?
If the Vikings decide to go Darnold.
I was going to say, I don't think the Vikings are going to decide to go Darnold, so I think it would be a fruitless effort.
But if.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm just...
Are you interested? Would you be interested in let's just say it was on the table. It's not like they're not
Vikings,
buddies.
Yeah, Vikings decide to move him. Would you be interested?
It's not like we don't have a friend there and a general manager.
It depends what the price tag is.
Number two pick.
That's what it would be.
Nope.
Okay. End of story. Thank you for playing. He's Daryl Ryder.
Why? What would you like to do with the number two pick?
I want to trade it for another first round pick next year. But I also want to stay in the top eight.
All right. So you want to move down in this draft and pick up another one the following year?
Correct.
That doesn't do Andrew Berry any good because he might not be making that pick.
And that's a bad thing. Why?
Wow.
Man. Are you in the Ryan Day fan club by any chance? We got a lot of bitter people on the air today. Don't answer the question.
Better win Monday night.
Yeah, see, I knew it.
Came this far. Don't blow it now.
Okay.
I am a little worried. Notre Dame does have blue in their color scheme there.
Wow.
And some kind of shade of maize.
Well, it's gold. The maize and gold.
It's all the same, Daryl. If you're colorblind, you can't tell. It's just kind of
not really. The Catholic Church is more into gold than they are yellow there, Jeffrey.
Well, no, that's really
in
true.
More ways than one, if you get my hint.
But
I am getting out of this conversation as fast as I can.
Okay.
All right. Wait, can you get me up to speed on what's going on with the Dome? I read the headline today at Cleveland.com was about the fact that they don't want this thing to be... The lawsuit over the Modell law should be in state court, not federal court. Get me up to speed on what's going on. What's today's latest as the Dome turns?
Well, the Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost, agrees with the city of Cleveland that the federal court should dismiss it. And I say no. I think the federal court should decide whether or not you can hold a private business hostage after they have fulfilled the terms of their lease and the taxpayers are no longer contributing to the stadium. Like, that's just my take on the situation. Obviously, this is going to get decided in the courts. You know, it's very political right now. There's
why is Yost involved in this at this point? Did the city turn to him?
He's the state attorney general, and his job is to, defend Ohio law, and the Modell law is an Ohio law. And so what he is fighting for is that this is a state matter, therefore it should be handled in state court and not county court. But what the Haslam Sports Group is arguing is that, you know, this is an unconstitutional law. And, and so the federal courts are the ones that should decide. And obviously, if the federal court rules in favor of the Haslam Sports Group, then the city's lawsuit that was filed this week becomes null and void and moot. Hmm. Right. So, mm-hmm. That's why the Ohio Attorney General gets involved, because it is his job to uphold state law. And the Modell law is a state law. So, of course, he's going to, file the motion that he filed yesterday.
Civics with Daryl Ryder. I love it.
Daryl, is there any way, you tell me, the court looks at this and says, I'm sorry, they're moving. They want to move 12 miles down the road. It's not like they're moving to Baltimore or to Nashville or somewhere else. They're moving somewhere else in the same market. We're throwing this baby out.
I have no idea how the court's going to look at this. I really don't.
Isn't that what this is all about, though? Interpreting what the Modell law really is, right?
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, that's what the Browns want. They want the federal court to interpret the law and give them guidance. If it applies, doesn't apply, is it unconstitutional? The worst nightmare for the city of Cleveland is that the federal court rules it unconstitutional. And then the Browns are free to do what they want to do. And then the city of Cleveland doesn't get a penny from the Haslams. Because that's what the city really wants.
Okay, so what's the bottom line here then? You're saying that this is all about, like, do you think the city's even when we say in it to win it for the city, what does that mean?
What's a win?
Yeah, what's a win for City of Cleveland right now?
Lots and lots of money from the Haslams.
Is it a new complex at Burke?
No.
Is it?
Because here's the thing.
Is it renovating the old place?
Well,
is it being able to buy a secondary snowplow?
Here's the thing that people have to understand. The Burke plan is a Hail Mary. And the politicians want to argue right now, oh, we're looking out for Johnny Taxpayer. Well, here's some numbers for you. Burke Lakefront Airport is going to cost the taxpayer $1 to $3 billion more than Brook Park will. The other thing, too, is part of the city's filing, which, by the way, should have nothing to do with the lawsuit related to the Modell law, but it was a sympathy tactic. They put in their economic study that said if the Brook Park development gets built, it's going to have tremendous harm to any downtown development that's in the works. And guess who's doing all the downtown development right now that's in the works? So,
Wait, backtrack there for a second. Say that again.
Who's doing all the downtown development right now?
You talking about
City of Cleveland?
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Where's there going to be a $3.5 billion development?
The new Cavaliers facility. Is that what you're talking about?
Bedrock,
yeah. Dan Gilbert.
Okay. So they don't want the Browns to build a competing development.
So the Browns and Cavs don't want to compete with each other. Is that what you're trying to say?
Pretty much.
And so the Cavs are Team City and...
Right.
All right. Listen to him explain this to me. Well,
see.
One other thought. You tell me, if you're the Haslams and you want to build what it is you want to build in Brook Park, mm-hmm. I can't imagine you would want to build the same thing in downtown Cleveland.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Part of their development that they want to do is housing and apartments,
right,
and condos, that kind of thing, right?
Which I can't imagine they would want to do in downtown Cleveland.
But here's the thing. What is Bedrock wanting to do on the riverfront, aside from office space? Hotels, condos, apartments, housing.
Casino. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
No, that land is zoned for a casino, but they're not going to build it there, right?
So, and there is a legitimate argument to be made about what the market can support. You know, I have been advocating that developers need to build more affordable housing instead of building $500,000 to $750,000 housing. I don't know who has that kind of money in this market. And that's all that's getting built right now. Whether it's the riverfront, whether it's what's proposed in Brook Park, whether it's what's built in the suburbs. Okay? You know, And so there, when you have a market this size, I do feel like it's a legitimate argument. How much of that style of housing can this market support? And you end up with competing developments. And so what the political leaders are arguing is, and this is setting the stadium thing aside, is that when you do that, you're taking away from the core of downtown. I'm curious, what if the Haslams just said, fine, we won't build the development in Brook Park. We'll just build the dome with our parking lots. I wonder what the reaction then would be if the political leaders would be more amenable to that. Because the region could use the dome. Like, what they don't understand is if you pump $500 million or $500 million to $1 billion into the existing stadium, you're getting no more use out of it other than what you're getting now. But if you build a dome, now all of a sudden the events that you're able to recruit and go after expand tenfold. So, like, I think that, you know, this is a very nuanced conversation and nobody's willing to look at the nuance. It's just you're either on team dome or you're on team mayor bib and keep the team downtown. And so, you know, when you're talking about also investing $1.2 billion in taxpayer money, whether it's coming from the state, the county, the city, these are things that should be talked about and they should be debated. But the issue that I'm having with this whole situation right now is it's not a genuine debate. It's turned into political theater. Instead of having legitimate conversations. And then the other thing is there are conversations happening behind the scenes where it feels like people are on the same page and then the politicians get in front of cameras and microphones and they just completely detonate everything that was talked about behind the scenes. And so, this is serious business.
Yeah.
And it would be nice if the politicians would take it seriously instead of doing the political theater. And as I wrote yesterday, there's only two ways for the Browns to comply with this Modell law. It's for the Haslams to sell the team, which isn't going to happen, or they get permission from the city of Cleveland. And the only way they're getting permission from the city of Cleveland is if they write a big check with a lot of zeros in front of the decimal point to Cleveland. And here's the thing. The Browns should have zero legal and financial obligation to the city of Cleveland beyond 2028. They will have fulfilled the terms of the lease that the NFL signed with the city back in 1996. The city's argument is it doesn't matter if the lease expires. It doesn't matter if they fulfill the lease. The bottom line, taxpayer money got used for 30 years, and therefore they're obligated to stay. But where else is there in the city of Cleveland for the Cleveland Browns to play other than the existing stadium? And the only other option the city has put out there costs billions of dollars more for taxpayers, and that's to build at Burke Lakefront Airport. That's the part that they're not telling people. If they built it tomorrow, it's $1 billion more. If they built it in 10 years, it's probably $2.5 billion more. Like, that's what the politicians aren't telling people. Yeah, Burke would be
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A great plan.
You just threw
a lot more expensive.
You just threw something out. What if the Haslams just built the dome and the parking lots and paid for it themselves? Because from all the numbers that we've been told, you know, they want half taxpayers into the dome and parking lot. Well, and then they're going to pay for the rest of the development.
Right.
And that would be 2.4, which is the estimate that we have on the dome. Is there any way in your mind and from everybody you've talked to that the Haslams get fed up with this and just say, we're going to build it all ourselves, and we're going to get private partners to join us in this. And they take taxpayers out of the equation?
They seem very resolute in the 50-50 split.
Okay.
They seem very resolute in the $1.2 billion commitment. So what I was told is, okay, let's say they sign up for Burke, just for the sake of discussion, okay? Let's say they, you know, okay, fine, we'll stay in the existing stadium. By the way, y'all going to have to fix that up. That's going to be about $500 million, okay? And I didn't mention that in the cost of Burke, so now you're talking $3 billion more in taxpayer money. The Browns are not committing more than $1.2 billion to their new building. And so that means that taxpayers have to pick up the rest, right? And by the way, the Burke thing doesn't include any infrastructure that's going to have to take place because, you know, getting to Burke Lakefront Airport is as easy as getting to the existing stadium, too. So, you know, there's work that has to be done there. Whereas out in Brook Park, the infrastructure is there. You've got two interstates, a state route, an airport, you know.
A nearby turnpike.
Right. I mean, it's the perfect spot if you're going to build something new. But again, there's just tremendous political resistance to this. And I'm starting to think a lot of it has to do with the developmental aspect. Like, I don't think there's 100 acres of land in downtown Cleveland to build a new dome at, other than Burke, right?
And, in downtown, correct, yeah.
Right. Yeah. There's 100 acres doesn't exist in downtown Cleveland to build a new dome, okay? Other than Burke Lakefront Airport.
And or they could build a new landfill and just put it right in the middle of the lake. Be great.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Actually, there is an architect that actually proposed that. Not the landfill part, but actually building something in the middle of the lake, which, again, you still can't get to.
We can build a bridge to Canada, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah. But I feel like the developmental aspect is what is rubbing a lot of or scaring a lot of the political and business leaders away, because there is a coordinated effort right now to resist this Brook Park plan. That is, you know, plain as day. But again, you know, the court's got to, you know, you got to go through this process now with the lawsuit, and you know what is the does the federal court throw this case out? Do they rule on it? What do they rule? And then, obviously, that's going to impact the lawsuit that the city of Cleveland filed.
Oh yeah, so we got a minute. Can you just walk me through this really quick? What's next?
Probably not.
What's next? That's all I want to know. What is next?
Well, I mean, meanwhile, the Browns are trying to get their funding together. And, oh, by the way, that's part of the city's lawsuit, too, is they want to block any funding that the Browns can potentially drum up for the Dome. So, real great partnership working hand in hand in this region right now. That's what we do best. So what's next is the Browns trying to, again, get their funding together, complete the purchase of that land, and then, you know, wait for the courts to adjudicate both of these lawsuits.
And just to put in perspective everything you said, if the Browns cut the city of Cleveland a check, the whole thing's over right now. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what it's going to come down to. I think that's how you settle it.
Although we got to probably wait for election dates to pass to make sure people can get elected and not elected, right? That's it.
Wow. Probably.
And I'm just, based on everything you said, that's what I'm gathering. Daryl Ryder, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate your time.
You bet, guys.
Thank you, Daryl.